Welcome back to Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan and John Oger wrapping up what turned out to be a historic day at Everbank Field. The Jaguars won, but we got to talk about that atmosphere. John, when I turned around and saw those towels going before kickoff, it was pretty cool to see.
It was an amazing thing, especially I think for fans who've been through a lot of losing around here. 22, 23 years of football, a lot of good things in the 90s, a lot of not so great things lately. For the fans to get to experience that, a wild card game, a sellout, that sort of mood, and a win. These things don't come along all the time. It's the sixth win in franchise history, the first at home in 20 years since the good old days. It was a remarkable day, and I think everybody who was there will remember it, and I think that energy will move forward with this franchise.
So a win's a win, but that offense cannot go into now Sunday playing like they did yesterday. You got to improve. First time Marquise Lee and Allen Hurns are back on the field in almost 2 months, but they didn't catch a pass. My question to you, John, is how do they fix it and quickly?
Well, I think it'll get fixed from a approach standpoint because I don't think this team will approach the Steelers game the way they did the Bills game. I think with the Bills, they thought if we don't lose this game, if we let our defense win it, the Bills are not strong enough offensively to get away from us and win. I don't think they'll have that approach against the Steelers. I think they'll come out. I think they'll throw more. They'll certainly be more aggressive. They've got to make the plays, but I think the game plan will give them more of a chance to succeed against Pittsburgh. Now it's up to them to actually do that succeeding, if you will.
So Heinz Field in January is a pretty scary place to play. You got the weather and you got a really passionate fan base, but I don't think this defense will be scared coming off 5 interceptions last game.
Well, I don't think anybody in the Jaguars would be worried about that. A, because they won up there before. This team has gone on the road. It's played well away from Everbank. History says the Jaguars can play well up there. They're 4-1 up there since Ben Roethlisberger was drafted into the league. The key on Sunday will be if the Jaguars can execute well enough, if their defense can force turnovers, but it won't be a matter of them going out and not being as big as the moment. I think this team with this confidence can withstand any moment from a preparation, from a readiness standpoint. You just got to go win the game.
Well, be sure to join us here on Wednesday. We'll be keep getting you ready for that Pittsburgh Steelers matchup. Until then, thanks for watching.